are the differences between online learning and offline learning?
Okay, the biggest difference is obviously location. With online learning, you can be anywhere, home, a cafe, whatever, as long as you have the internet. Offline, you have to physically go to a classroom or lecture hall. Plus, you miss out on those spontaneous conversations that happen before or after class. Another thing is flexibility. Online courses usually let you study on your own schedule, while offline learning is set class times.
What's the difference between learning face-to-face with teachers and learning by yourself?
With a teacher, you get that immediate feedback, you can ask questions right away, and get clarification if something's confusing. They can also tailor their teaching style to suit your needs. Learning alone, it's on you to figure stuff out, and you might get stuck or misunderstand something. On the other hand, learning solo lets you set your own pace and focus on what's most difficult for you personally.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of learning in a group?
Well, the good thing about groups is you can bounce ideas off each other and get different perspectives. Plus, you can motivate each other to stay on track and actually get things done. If someone understands a concept you're struggling with, they might explain it way better than a textbook. The downside is, it depends on the group. If people are disruptive or not focused, it can be harder to learn than if you were just on your own.
What are the benefits of gaining work experience while studying?
There are a bunch of benefits to getting work experience while in school. First off, it lets you try out a field to see if you actually like it before committing to a career path. It's kind of like a real-world sneak peek. It also helps you build your resume and develop skills that make you way more employable after graduation. Plus, even a part-time job can give you some financial independence, which is always nice.
What subjects do most young people prefer to learn? Why?
This is tricky because it varies, but I'd say tech-related subjects are super popular. Things like coding or computer science seem in high demand. Also, creative fields like art and design always have some pull. Maybe it's just from seeing how well those industries are doing, who knows? I think a lot of young people want subjects that feel practical, like they can lead directly to a good job.
What is more important when choosing a job, high salary or interest?
Honestly, this is a classic debate. Ideally, you find something you're passionate about that also pays the bills. But realistically, it's a balance. A high salary is great, but if you hate your job, it'll drain you, like you might be miserable even with a fancy car. On the flip side, doing something you love but barely being able to pay rent is also unsustainable. It's a personal decision how much weight you give to each factor.